going on, everybody? I apologize. Oh, man, I'm a little bit late here. I was on a real major business call for the Stop Tour. You know, when you're talking to a sponsor, you gotta do what you gotta do. But I love my fans. Gotta make sure we do our show. I had to cut the call short. We're gonna continue it. But you're about to listen to the show. Let's get this thing started. Easy Talk Live.
You're listening to Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV. We have a fantastic show for you. We're doing it the easy way, baby, and we're giving you the easy way to success. Are you ready to ride with your host, Eric Zuli? Check out his blog at HollywoodGetGuy.com and follow him on Twitter at Eric Zuli. Here he is, the hardest working man in Hollywood, Eric E.Z. Zuli.
Welcome to another awesome episode of Easy Talk Live, guys. Here we go. We're about to do it again. Do it again. My friend, all my friends out there in social media land, love you guys. Shout out to everybody out there on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and LinkedIn and feed and Pinterest and all that wonderful social media. So I'm your host, Eric Z. EZ on the Hollywood It Guy on Easy Way Broadcasting. This is my network, EasyWayBroadcasting.com. Easy Way Broadcasting is a full-fledged, powerful network in the Hollywood, Southern California surrounding areas, and actually international as well. And so we have a lot of different shows that we do, and we do a lot of different events, and we do a lot of awesome things. We got a great, amazing team, and today's show is all about the Stop Tour. We got a lot of great information for you guys. A lot of great information. And I want to give a shout-out to Peace Fund Radio, my man Adrian Paul, for having me on their radio station. I believe they get over a million listeners about a month on LA Talk Radio. LA Talk Radio is amazing. I definitely recommend checking them out, guys. It's an amazing podcast station. And we had a great, great show. A lot of amazing, just really cool facts from Adrian about bullying. And, in fact, if you go to stoptour.org, you'll actually get some facts on bullying that I really recommend you guys read. So this is my man Adrian, Adrian Paul with Peace Fund, supporting the Stop Tour.
Hi, I'm Adrian Paul. Apart from being a director and an actor, I'm also the founder of the Peace Fund. And I'm here to support the Stop the Nonsense Stop Tour, presented by Easy Way Broadcasting. It's going to be great food, great entertainment, and it's a great cause. So be there September 27th. Peace.
Thanks, Adrian. All right. So, guys, I'm going to give you a little bit of information on the Stop Tour and what's happening. This is some new information that we just got. If you guys actually go to stoptour.org, in fact, that's what I'm doing right now. I'm going to be reading off everything. If you actually go to stoptour.org and you go to you hover over home or you hover over contact, all the information will be there. You'll see our Stop Tour commercial. It was made by our awesome team member, Todd Jeffries. You'll see all the celebrity support, everything we got. But there's actually pages on the website that how to be a sponsor, who our Stop Tour team is, who's on our committee, the Stop Tour benefits, and everything. We're about to add another video, actually, and some information on a new benefit we just heard. Stop Tour celebrity support, all the celebrities that support the Stop Tour, and the Stop Tour media support. So I'm going to go ahead and name off some of the celebrities that are supporting the Stop Tour, which is going to happen next weekend, Saturday, 2 o'clock is the red carpet. We got Shelley Hunt, founder of Women of Global Change, Larry Namer, the co-founder of E! Entertainment, Jackie Christie from Basketball Wives LA, Adrian Paul, of course, our Easy Way Angels, Vincent M. Ward from Walking Dead, Zach Callison, Drew Waters from Breaking Bad, Shane Sparks, Deirdre Barnes, Justin Bieber's dancer, Trey Ireland, Aretha Gray from Betty White's Off the Rockers, Najee Detez, the Blue Ranger and the Power Rangers, Angelique Bates, my man Patrick Fawcett from the OWN Network, Ashley Argota from, she actually just did the new movie, How to Build a Better Boy, and she's on The Fosters, and there's many, many, many more. Will Champlin from The Voice, Quentin Aarons, I mean, a lot of just people that are my friends, Sam Sarpong, Ernie Singleton, and numerous executives. Now, here's a little bit of information, guys, on what's happening with the Stop Tour, and I think that a lot of artists should really open their ears right now. We just got this as fact from one of our committee members, Summer Helene. And, you know, we're really doing what we can to support these artists. We got over 16 performers, I believe, on the Stop Tour. You can go to the website. You'll see all the performers. You'll see everybody on how we advertise them. And every time we do an event, it's to raise awareness for a cause as well as showcase an artist, showcase fashion, showcase something. And so basically what's happened is Capitol Records is actually going to be providing the opportunity of providing the Stop Tour presented by Easyway Broadcasting to pick three artists from the performance, three artists, three groups, bands, whatever, to actually, and this is the first time this has been done, I believe, don't quote me on this, but I believe this is the first time this has been done, we can pick three artists to actually go into Capitol Records and go into the office and with one of our relationships meet one of the top level executives in the music department of Capitol Records. And they can really help these artists. So you can literally walk in, and we're going to encourage these artists to take pictures with their cell phones. And hopefully we can make this happen. We're gonna encourage people to get pictures so we can put it on social media, and we can prove to you guys everything that we're saying. Because there's so many people in Hollywood, there's so many people in these situations that talk a great game. They do a lot of things. But, you know, there's really not a whole lot of proof. Some people, don't get me wrong, there's a lot of organizations, there's some people that really, really kill it. They do a great, great, amazing job. But there's a lot of showcases, you know, there's a lot of events, there's a lot of people that claim that they want to help nonprofits, but there's never fact. There's never press releases that go out. There's, from what I've seen, I don't know if I'm wrong, but there's never press releases that go out. There's not, there's not a lot of pictures. And there's a lot of stuff about the event, but there's never, like, fact. This is how much money was raised. This is the awareness that happened. This is, you know, here's the facts. Here's the information that you should know about based upon the cause. This event on the 27th is to support raising awareness for anti-bullying, which is just a really major problem right now, and cyberbullying, which is an even bigger problem. And I'm going to read you some facts. This is coming from Peace Fund Radio. These are some facts from bullying. The Peace Fund Radio research, raising awareness of bullying in our school. October is a National Bullying Prevention Awareness Month. October 7th is World Bullying Prevention Day. This tells you how pervasive the problem is around the world. Each year, there are more than 3.2 million students who are victims of bullying, making it most common form of violence experienced by young people in the nation. Bullying is different from peer conflict. It occurs when a student or a group of students repeatedly hurt, humiliate, isolate, or isolate another less powerful student. Bullying and harassment is just bad. You know, it's got to stop. Exact a huge toll through lives lost forever changed. And here's some numbers. Here's some facts for you. It's estimated that 160,000 children miss school every day due to fear of attack or intimidation by other students. 15% of all schools is directly related to fears of being bullied at the school. One in seven students in grades kindergarten to 12th grade is either a bully or a victim of bullying. One in four teachers see nothing wrong with bullying and will only intervene 4% of the time. Several reports claim that 60% of the boys who bullied from first grade through ninth grade were convicted of at least one crime by the age of 24, and 40% had three or more convictions by age 24. Today's bullies can be tomorrow's criminals. Those are the bullying facts. Over 67% of students believe that schools respond poorly to bullying, with a high percentage of students believing that adult help is frequent and ineffective. 282,000 students are physically attacked in secondary schools each month. According to the bullying statistics, one out of every 10 students who drops out of school does so because of repeated bullying. Harassment and bullying have been linked to 75% of school shooting incidents, cyberbullying, and here's some cyberbullying statistics for you. Nearly 43% of kids have been bullied online. One in four has had it happen more than once. More than one in three young people have experienced cyber threats online. Over 80% of teens use cell phones regularly, making it most common medium for cyberbullying. 81% of young people think bullying online is easier to get away with than bullying in person. Only 1 to 10 teens tell a parent if they have been a cyberbully victim. 75% of teens have visited a website bashing another student. Bullying victims are 2 to 9 times more likely to consider committing suicide. It's reported, these are reported cases of cyberbullying. 87% occurred on Facebook. I'm sorry, Facebook. These are facts that we got from the Peace Fund Radio. And if you want to know more information, you can go to stoptour.org, just click on bullying facts, and you can get all that information. And I know it's a lot of information for you guys, but we really want to do what we can to raise awareness for the whole bullying thing, for the cyberbullying thing. And the Stop Tour is about stopping the nonsense in general. So we are looking for other nonprofits to support. We're talking to 10 of them right now. To move forward and do what we can to raise awareness, raise some funding. It's going to be an amazing event. Here's a little bit more information on this event coming up next Saturday, September 27th, 2 o'clock.
Easy Way Broadcasting presents the Stop Tour, being held on September 27th at Buzzfeed East, Los Angeles, California. This event is supported by celebrities such as Ashley Aragota, Megan Henry, Shane Sparks, Matthew Jacob Wayne, Zach Callison, Karina Rico, Jackie Christie, Adrian Paul, Vincent M. Ward, Risa Gray, Ernie Singleton, Lacey Kay, the Hollywood It Guy Eric Zuli, and many more. This event is in support of thepeacefund.org. Performances by Deirdre Barnes, Justin Bieber's dancer, Angelique Bates from All That, Breaking Tempo, The Easy Way Angels, and many more. This event is sponsored by WTV Network, Fan TV, Music That Pays, Actors Reporter, AANM Promotions, Magic Image Hollywood Magazine, Teens on Air, Faithy J Entertainment, and slots are still open. For more information, visit www.easywaybroadcasting.com or go to our group by searching Stop Tour. Tickets are going fast, so visit the website now. And if you'd like to perform, cover, or sponsor the event, email us at booking@easywaybroadcasting.com. That's letter E, letter Z. This event promises to have amazing substance on Google and tremendous interaction on social media. The Stop Tour by Easy Way Broadcasting. Visit our group and post what you'd like to see stopped. And don't forget to hashtag Easy Way and hashtag Stop Tour.
All right, guys, we're back with Easy Talk Live. I hope you're enjoying today's show. Tune in, and please go to stoptour.org and click on the tweet button and tweet it out to your friends. Please help share our message and what we're doing. We have a lot of different social media buttons so you can help share the awareness. So we want to give a little bit of shout-outs and some love to our committee on the Stop Tour. We have Summer Helene, who's an executive with a lot of different film and production TV situations. Fan TV, Dean's the CEO, president of Fan TV. Ernie Singleton, the former president of MCA Records. Pepper J Productions, owner of Actors Reporter. Adrian Paul, founder of the Peace Fund. He's also an actor in Highlander. Casey Thomas, which is an amazing event planner, publicist, consultant, works with everybody. We want to thank her for bringing the Hype magazine to the table. Patty Morris, who's an amazing planner and sponsorship person, and she's been in the industry for over 40 years. Dante D., which has been in entertainment reporting for over 20 years. Shelley Hunt, the founder of Women of Global Change, and a couple other people that I haven't put on fully yet because right now I'm trying to keep up with everything. And then, of course, our Stop Tour team, our general team, we have Shelley Smith, we have Stephen Williams, we have Alan Tino Brown, we have Alice, Russ Niebert, and All of our team, everybody's on our fans page, on our group. I still need to add some more people. We're still trying to update everything. But, you know, we really just appreciate the team. The team's been amazing. We couldn't do what we're doing without the team. Everybody's really supporting. We want to give a great big shout-out to Summer Aline for all of her support and bringing her executives to come down and support and take a look at our talents. And, you know, and we encourage everybody, if you want to get tickets to this event, if you like what you're hearing, if you want to support it, you can purchase tickets right under our girl Deirdre Barnes on the website. Deirdre Barnes is actually one of Justin Bieber's dancers. She's going to be doing an amazing performance. Alan Ramos and his dance crew, Lacey Kay, Kaylee Stallings, just a whole bunch of people. We even had check this out, guys. We even had somebody who represents and works with the Alcoholics, which is an A-list group, contact us. And the Alcoholics, they want, you know, they want to perform in this. They want to get involved. And unfortunately, the stage is packed. I don't know where we're going to find room. We're talking. We're in negotiations here. We're figuring it out. But it's so packed, we just don't have any room for even A-listers to be on this to support it. And hopefully they can still come out and support and enjoy it, meet some people. You know, Reefa Gray from Betty White's off the Rockers and Easy Way Broadcasting is going to be doing a comedy show and some amazing things. And then we want to thank Magic Image Hollywood Magazine, my man Josh. That magazine is amazing. They're huge. It's a printed magazine. Josh is actually on our website endorsing the Stop Tour fully. You know, he's going to be bringing out his Magic Image Hollywood Girls or Miss Hollywood Image Girls. Angelique Bates is supporting. You know, Bright Life Music actually is offering a demo deal to artists, to bring you in the studio and get your professional demo. I mean, it goes on and on and on. We got a lot of things happening, guys. We're moving and grooving. We're just doing what we can. We want to thank G Block with Fox Tribune. This is supporting us. Music That Pays Magazine, Actors Reporter, AANM Promotions, Teens on Air, 50 Day Entertainment, Generation New Radio, RMC. It goes on and on and on. So you know, we're just doing our thing, man. Trying to make awareness, trying to make a difference while we're here. And the Stop Tour is just a really fun thing to go to, and we're hoping that you guys help us raise some awareness and some money. Money, money, money. Everybody needs funding. We need to raise some funding. We're going to have an amazing auction. Guys, we're going to have an amazing auction. If you go to the StopTour.org site and you go to auction items, you'll see that we're auctioning off Manny Pacquiao's boxing gloves signed by him with a picture of him signing the gloves, so you know it's real. We've got the Easy Way Broadcasting tablet. We've got an all-expenses-paid luxury trip internationally. That we're going to be auctioning off. We got a lot of there's other items too. There's surprises. We can't tell you everything. And if you have any items, guys, if you have anything that you might want to donate to this auction, to the cause, to support the peacefund.org, you can go to our auction page on the Stop Tour and then click on Contact Us, hit us up, let us know what you have, and we really, really appreciate your support with that. So I'm going to go ahead and bring on our media director and trainer, Alan Tino Brown, to talk to you a little bit. And let you guys know, you know, what his opinion is of everything. Alan Tino, you're on.
Fantastic, fantastic. Thank you so much, Easy. This tour is the bomb. That's all I can say. We have so much activity going on, it boggles my mind. Performers, if you ever wanted to break in, now is the time to be there. You want to come out and jump on the tour. Show us what you're working with. We have people from Bright Life Entertainment. He's ready to put you under contract. We have people from all different record companies willing to sit down with you and go over and get you a career. Photographers, videographers, I'm looking for more and more because as our events start getting growing larger and larger, I need more and more support. So come on out, meet with me. Tell me what you're working with. Film editors, looking for you as well. And everybody else, just come in and support us, you know, by your time. Coming out, you know, having a good time, seeing what we do, see what we're all about. If you can do something to help us, or you know somebody special, bring them to the event. Hey, have a wonderful time. But remember, we're trying to save kids' lives. They're killing themselves over this. And,
definitely.
You know, it's really, you know, it really needs to be made. We need to be one voice, a million people behind one voice. of trying to stop the nonsense. Thank you so much, Eric. Right now, that's pretty much it.
Thank you, Alantino. Definitely, guys, you can get your tickets. And remember, proceeds, percentage of proceeds do go to the Peace Fund on all your ticket sales, your anything that you're doing to support. A percentage of proceeds does go to the Peace Fund. And all proceeds goes to the Peace Fund as far as the fundraising goes. So anything you do, guys, it's definitely going to support an amazing cause. And I recommend you check out more about the Peace Fund. We're actually going to have, under fundraising, we're going to have a whole full bio, whole information on the Peace Fund and what they do and why you want to support it. It'll all be there on the website. And you can get your tickets at stoptour.org. Get your tickets now. $20 pre-sold, $30 at the door. And we have a lot of great support. Speaking of support, guys, we even have film support. We have legends that have done great, amazing things, award-winning people. So we're going to go ahead and go into our segment, Director's Corner with Nova Brown Jr. Here we go.
Welcome to the Director's Corner with your host, the award-winning writer, director, producer, Nobert Brown Jr. Lights, camera, action.
Hey, out there in L.A. and around the world, welcome me back. I am back on the scene. Nobert Brown Jr., and I've got a lot of exciting things going on. I've been away for a couple weeks, but I'm back again to tell you all about the things that's going on in Hollywood and Broadway and New York and all the good things got to do with entertainment and action. This week, we're talking about a movie, TV movie, and also a play that's coming out, and it's going to be the life story of Nat King Cole. And right now I'm working on the pre-production for the life story of Nat King Cole along with Keith David. And I know a lot of you know Keith David. He's a great actor, a great star. And me and Keith been building this story for a long time. Also, the Easy Way Broadcasting will be a big part of the life story of Nat King Cole along with Natalie Cole. So Keith been working on this story for a long time. And now it's time for the story to come out. So we will be in pre-production all into the year, coming up and working on it. Keith will be playing Nat King Cole himself and the stage play and also playing in the TV show. So saying that, we're going to be doing a big casting call in L.A. for the life story of Nat King Cole. So you can get in touch with Easy Way Broadcasting, and he will tell you more about it. We will have a lot of different places in L.A. and also Orange County having these casting calls for actors and extras and singers and dancers and everybody that got to do with this big production that we're about to do. And life stories, that's my bag. I've been doing life stories for a long time. I did the life story of Marvin Gaye, the life story of Jackie Wilson, and the life story of Mahalia Jackson, and also Rick James. But Nat King Cole is a classic, and we will be doing it right there in L.A., me, Keith David, and a lot of other stars. Easy Way Broadcasting will let you know more about it as it goes on. I am just so excited and so glad to be back on the air with the Easy Way Broadcasting. So listen closely. Once again, we will be doing a casting call coming up in the next 4 to 5 months for the life story of Nat King Cole, played by Keith David. And if you don't know Keith David, you can go to see some of his movies that he did before, like Dead Presidents and Crash and many, many more movies he was in. And he's a big part of Hollywood. So I want everyone to be a part of this. Keep on listening to the Director's Corner so you can hear more things. You can understand what's going on in the acting world, what's going on in the broadcasting world. And you cannot forget about Easy Way Broadcasting. You can't forget about it because it's the way to go in California and Hollywood and Beverly Hills and Orange County. If you don't know the scoop or you don't know what's going on, you have to listen to this show right here because this show will give you all of the extra things that's going on. And also, Easy have some exciting things to tell me about when I came back, and I'm so excited for him. And, of course, I'm going to be working with him on all the projects. He's going to be working with me on all of my projects. So
listen up, L.A. If you want to be a part of Hollywood, just be a part of it, because we got a lot of things coming up. I will be in the L.A. area in about 2 weeks, and I might tell you guys where I'll be eating dinner or something, so you can come down and say hi to me, meet up with me and Easy over lunch or something like that. But we have a lot of things going on right now, and the biggest thing that's going on at this time for me is the Nat King Cole, life story of Nat King Cole, played by Keith David. So let's get it going on. Let's get it popping, everyone out there. We are ready for you this year. Easy Way is ready. I'm ready, and we are ready to help people with the bullying. We are also willing to help people with their acting careers, with their singing careers. Get in touch with Easy Way. If you get in touch with him, you can call him. You can go to the website, and you can be a part of this. He will make sure that you be a part of Hollywood. If you want your start, the best way to do it is to get with Easy. So that's it for me today. The show is kind of fast. We have a lot of things going. Easy told me that me and him is going to be going out and getting some things done. And I just want y'all to come back next week. Next week, my guest will be Jazzy Jeff from Fresh Prince. Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince, they were together a long time. Jazzy Jeff will be on the show next week. So until next week, action, life, and camera. Thank you.
See you next week on Director's Corner.
That's a wrap, everybody.
I'm sorry, Aretha, didn't mean to interrupt you there. Thank you, Nova Brown. That was an awesome segment. So, guys, you're listening to Easy Way Broadcasting on Easy Talk Live. I'm just going to kind of go over some things that I talked about earlier, just in case for those of you that have just tuned in. We got about five new callers here. Again, guys, one of the biggest things that the StopTour.org presented by Easy Way Broadcasting is going to be doing, and this is fact, is we are going to be looking for artists on stage. Okay, I want to really, really stress this. This is amazing. We have gotten confirmed that we're going to be looking for artists on stage, groups, bands, performers, talents, and we're going to pick three talents from the stage that perform on Saturday. And mind you guys, there are two spots still open to be on stage. Okay, we're going to look for three talents, and the best talents we're going to pick, and we're going to bring them. We're going to actually physically walk you in to Capitol Records. Okay, we're going to walk you into Capitol Records and walk you into the office and sit you in front of one of the top music executives for Capitol Records that could potentially help you. There's no guarantee. I got to make this very clear. All we do is we're facilitators. You know, we hand keys and stuff. But we have gotten it confirmed. Capitol Records, is supporting this, and we will be bringing you, you know, three special artists, special people. We'll be bringing you directly in to sit you down in front of an executive, and I don't believe that has ever been done. Okay, so that's going to be something with the Stop Tour, as well as we have people from Fox and from Paramount, and on behalf of my good friend Summer Aline, she's bringing she does a ton of things. She's on a committee, she's on a board. We have people from everywhere. Everybody's coming from every direction. We also have many networks. I mean, I'm surprised on how many networks and media has been contacting us and wanting to get involved in the Stop Tour. We have over 30 major media companies. We have mainstream media companies. We have podcasts. We have YouTube. We have television. We have radio. We have Spanish. We have bilingual. We have just go to the StopTour.org. Listen to the show and then go to the StopTour.org. That's how it works. You listen to the podcast show, listen to what we say, and then you go check it out and verify it for yourself. StopTour.org. Just go through the site. You'll see everything. It's all on there. And again, this is for an amazing cause, guys. Anti-bullying, cyberbullying, just for pure awareness. This needs to be gone. If you rewind the show, you listen to some actual facts that I mentioned before from Peace Fund Radio and how bad this bullying has gotten. I'm a victim myself of cyberbullying. I deal with things, and I'm going to actually be speaking myself and talking about how to deal and how to cope with these situations when you have these people. Because what's going to happen is the more successful you become, the more that you try to do, people don't like it. You know, not everybody's going to love you. Not everybody's going to, everybody's going to love you, and everybody's going to hate you. That's just how it is. And the more successful you become, people don't like it. and they're going to go around and they're going to, you know, because they're not in that position, they're going to go around, they're going to say things, they're going to do things, and they're going to do things on the internet that hurt you. They're it's called cyberbullying. Okay, and they're gonna put, you know, you can have potential blogs put on you. You can have, you know, threats on social media, on Facebook, and I don't get what's up with Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. And please don't shut off my accounts. I love you guys, but I don't get how they stand by and they let this happen. You know, I don't get how they can stand by and let what these people are doing let this happen. You have the power to go boop, don't do that. You know, but you don't do anything. And you let these people get attacked and hurt. And why? Because it's more controversy. It's going to get you more views and more you know, more traffic. It's not worth it. So I challenge Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and all these different social media. I challenge you to do something about it when this stuff happens, you know, and don't just let it just sit there and let these people, you know, damage these people's careers and say bad things and just hurt these people's images and stuff. You have, I know you have, we have the ability to try to contact you. It takes like, I don't know, 10 minutes to try to actually fill out a form or whatever, you know, but I suggest, I mean, why don't you make it a little easier for people that do go through cyberbullying to be able to reach you and be able, maybe a special email to be able to reach you directly, because this is getting really bad. Really bad. It's damaging. It's when you have people taking their lives, committing suicide because of a platform that you own. Do something about it. Seriously. You know, that really irks me, and I just have to state my opinion. I have to say what I feel, and I hope some of you guys out there are feeling me and feeling what I'm saying. You know, on the show today, Easy Talk Live. Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and bring on our Easy Way Angel Sonia. She just jumped in. I'm gonna bring on Alantino. I'm gonna bring on a couple of people to say their last final words. I have an amazing, a very, very important meeting that I have to get on at 11 o'clock. So we got to start, you know, cut the show a little bit short. But please, guys, get your tickets, support, get involved. Don't miss this event on the 27th. Get involved. Anybody can go that has a good heart. It is a strict dress code, enforced dress code. Even the performers are going to have to dress appropriately. They don't have to completely dress in a suit or cocktail dress, but they have to dress appropriately. This is a very high-profile, corporate-related event. There are a lot of corporate people, a lot of people that have you know, deep pockets and good hearts are going to be in the house. So they're going to be at this event, and it's going to be a very, very, very VIP type of event. And just the support is just beyond amazing. Oh, so sorry, guys, Sonia dropped off. Maybe she lost signal. But you know, guys, the Stop Tour is going to be beyond amazing. And so let me talk to you a little bit about the website as well. EasyWayBroadcasting.com. We're going to be relaunching it. We're going to be announcing it at the event. We're relaunching Easy Way Broadcasting. We're putting in a social media, social network piece. We're creating our own social network. We're creating our own social network of people that can generate their own leads. It's a physical, in-person social network, plus a broadcast station that's a hub for hundreds and hundreds of other broadcast stations. Okay, and so you can actually log in, you can keep track of your leads. When you go to our events, you get involved. When you're supporting, you can keep track of everything, and then you can close business. You know, it's going to be amazing. We got merchandising coming out with it. We already got our first tablet finished. We got a whole bunch of merchandising on behalf of our Higher Connections. You know, and it's just amazing. So that's coming out too, guys. Keep following it. You can download my app, ericzuley. Then let's talk about a little bit about some of the events that are coming up moving forward here. We have the Watering Seeds Big Veterans Day Expo happening in Carson City at the StubHub Center. And there's a lot of stuff involved in that. That supports Wounded Warriors. These are veterans that are in wheelchairs, people that are in wheelchairs, Special Olympics. You can go to WTVNetworks.com and get more information. If you go to the events section, you'll see a press conference that we promoted. Go to wateringseeds.org. And anything that we promote on the show, guys, you can go to Easy Way Broadcasting, the fans page, and you can go right there. And you know, you can get all the information. So we have that event coming up. We have the EJ Jackson Turkey Giveaway, feeding over 10,000 homeless people or people in poverty. And shout out to my man EJ, man. What he does is amazing. Proud to have them as a sponsor of the Stop Tour. So that's coming up. We have the paintball tournament, the big paintball tournament with the Peace Fund, celebrity paintball tournament that I'll be hosting for Peace Fund Radio, the Peace Fund Games, the Peace Fund. It's going to be amazing. And celebrities and teams are going to get together. They're going to fight. They're going to try to win for a good cause. For there's over 10 causes, I believe, that are going to be involved in this that we're going to be raising funding and awareness for. And then we also have, we're in talks with, I'm not going to go on everything. If you want to know more, guys, just go to the fans page, Easy Way Broadcasting. Everything is put up on our calendar, StopTour.org, or my application, the Eric Zulli app. There's just tons of great things. We also have, actually, come to think of it, we have an event coming up on October 19th. Okay, October 19th, we have our mansion that we work with out in San Clemente, and everybody from Los Angeles comes, everybody from Orange County comes. Last event we had about 150-plus people. The event before that was about 200-plus people. You can go to Experience the Easy Way like page, and you can see videos, see pictures, see what we've done. The next event, we're hopefully going to be supporting Watering Seeds, and we're going to be raising a lot of awareness for them, and we're going to bring some great people in. These events have fashion, high-end fashion, beauty pageant winners and contestants, performers. We always showcase talent on everything, mostly everything that we do. A lot of different media and corporate high-level profile people. The networking is amazing, and that's going to stem into another event that we're doing next year at the LA Convention Center, supported by CBS, called the Ascent Expo. It's a three-day expo. The LA Convention Center, we're looking for cultural creatives. We have about 400-plus booths that people can get booth space for. And it's a 60,000-foot center stage of A-list performers, A-list performances. It's going to have a 60-foot red carpet. It's going to be amazing, amazing fun event. Fun. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and say this. Alan, you got anything more to say, or should I end the show?
Just before we end, I want to say, everybody out there, we work very hard in trying to bring you top-flight entertainment, top-flight people that are just, like Eric said, they have beautiful hearts, and they're looking to reach out. This cause that we're working on is very near and dear to both Eric and my heart. I'm kind of short, so I'm always being picked on. So I've gotten used to it, but I got tougher. But we do need a voice for the kids who can't speak up for themselves and others who don't even know that this exists in business as far as the business part of cyberbullying. I'm all in on this. And like I said, Eric and I have been on this together since the very beginning. And I want to thank everybody out there, Kelly Hunt, Norbert Brown, Bright, from Bright Life Music, everyone out there. I want them to know that we deeply, deeply care about it, and we're working very, very hard. All of my media crews are out there trying to cover these events and let it get back to you as soon as possible. We also intend to do live streaming from this event if possible. If you know anybody out there who wants to help support in a live stream video, please contact Eric or myself at Easy Way Broadcasting. Let us know you're out there. We want to make this a big, huge event, and we want everybody to be able to see it. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Alan Tina. Guys, I encourage you to check out cyberspacemediatv.com. They're one of our supporters as well. This is the CEO of Cyberspace Media. And, yeah, we are trying to do a live stream thing so people all over the world can donate and can be a part of what the Stop Tour does, even if they're not at the event. That's definitely an important fact. Alan Tina, I appreciate you bringing that up. And it's really a problem, guys. It's really a problem. And I'm proud to say what we're doing and the buzz that we're creating and just creating the Stop Tour. I've heard through the grapevine, I've heard that these people that do this cyberbullying type of stuff, they're starting to think. Okay, if anything, we are going to make people think, knowing that there is an entity out there that is trying to make a difference, trying to make awareness happen. Because people, if I was a cyber bully, if I was someone that says not so nice things on Google or social media, and then all of a sudden I saw some entity that's very powerful, and that all this stuff is starting to happen around it, particularly to raise awareness for that, it's going to make me back off. Okay, I'm sorry. So I think that we really are making a difference. I mean, we're talking to people that are dealing with Congress and dealing with government, dealing with the president. And, I mean, you have no idea how strong this thing is. I do. I know it. I was just in a meeting with a guy that's very connected with the CIA. And he was telling me a wonderful story about how they had a nice little conversation with Ripoff Report. You know, I mean, the people that we're dealing with, and I'm putting them on the air, we're dealing with some very powerful people. So go ahead.
I just want to interject one thing else. I also want to start, you know, and now that we have all these people, I want to put a Joe Walsh on, like America's Most Wanted, and go after them publicly. And reveal them and find out what's really in their mind and why they do these things and expose them.
Let's make them famous. Let's start making them famous. Everybody says don't make these people famous. Now that's what we're going to start doing. We're going to make you famous. So if you want to be famous, keep doing what you're doing. No, I'm kidding. But the fame isn't going to be good fame. That's for dang sure, because I wouldn't want anybody knowing I'm doing this type of stuff. So guys, I hope you enjoyed the show. I do have a pretty cool announcement that I'm not going to say on this show, so tune in next week if you want to know more about the Easy Way Magic and what we're doing. But we are going to be most likely back into a studio, another studio environment. You guys remember my Easy Talk Live show? We're going to be back in that studio environment. We're going to have very, very awesome supporters. We're going to have a channel with amazing shows, people with CBS, you know, people that are high-level celebrities, people that are bringing their hundreds of thousands of viewers to this situation, people that are trying to make a difference. You know, we're gonna be honoring people. We're gonna be honoring people with awards on the radio. How cool is that? We're gonna actually be honoring people on media. Yeah, I mean, there's so many cool things gonna be happening, guys. So please tune in. Enjoy. And remember, always trust in God, have faith in God, and you're only as good as your team. So treat your team good, and understand that it's all about the team. And thank you for all you guys' support. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for hanging with the show. I hope you enjoyed today's show. This is Easy Talk Live, and we're all about the kids and anti-bullying, and bullying is bad. Yep, bad bullying. Bullies are bad. All right, guys, so if you're listening to Easy Talk Live, I hope you enjoyed today's show. Tune in next week. Probably be the same time as we normally do, 10:30 a.m. every Thursday. Just keep listening. I'm going to go ahead and pop our commercial on so you guys know about the stop tour, just in case any of you guys missed it. And tune in next week. And if you guys, by the way, if you guys want to be on the show, you want to hang with us, all you got to do is go to our fans page, Easy Way Broadcasting. We're going to be posting an interview that we did with Bright Life Music, talking about a lot of things, about a new EPK that we have, a social media press kit that's going to be tools for you. We're always pumping some awesome content, guys, so keep checking out those fans pages, the like pages. And this is more about the Stop Tour, in case you missed it. And we'll catch you guys next week. You're listening to Easy Talk Live. I hope you enjoyed today's show. Bye.
Easy Way Broadcasting presents the Stop Tour, being held on September 27th at Busby's East, Los Angeles, California. This event is supported by celebrities such as Ashley Aragota, Megan Henry, Shane Sparks, Matthew Jacob Lane, Zach Callison, Karina Rico, Jackie Christie, Adrian Paul, Vincent M. Ward, Risa Gray, Ernie Singleton, Lacey Kay, the Hollywood hit guy Eric Zulli, and many more. This event is in support of thepeacefund.org. Performances by Deirdre Barnes, Justin Bieber's dancer, Angelique Bates from All That, Breaking Tempo, The Easy Way Angels, and many more. This event is sponsored by WTV Network, Fan TV, Music That Pays, Actors Reporter, AANM Promotions, Magic Image Hollywood Magazine, Teens on Air, Faithy J Entertainment, and slots are still open. For more information, visit www.easywaybroadcasting.com or go to our group by searching Stop Tour. Tickets are going fast, so visit the website now. And if you'd like to perform, cover, or sponsor the event, email us at booking@easywaybroadcasting.com. That's letter E, letter Z. This event promises to have amazing substance on Google and tremendous interaction on social media. The Stop Tour by Easy Way Broadcasting. Visit our group and post what you'd like to see stopped. And don't forget to hashtag Easy Way and hashtag Stop Tour.
You have been listening to Easy Talk and doing it the easy way on Easy Way Broadcasting with your host, internationally known radio and TV personality, actor, producer, and social media expert, Eric Easy Zuli. His work has been recognized by Congress. The city and county of Los Angeles have honored him with an award in his name. To find out more about Eric and Easy Way Broadcasting, follow him on Twitter at Eric Zuli and check him out on HollywoodItGuy.com. Thank you for listening.